Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We'll be with tonight's guest, award-winning designer Tina Nicole.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest Giada Valenti. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
We have two beautiful ladies in the studio tonight, and the interesting thing is that their stories leading up to their success are very similar, well, completely different, but there's a similar thread that runs through it. And, of course, you all know Giada Valenti. We had her on the show a couple months ago. And if you listen to that interview, I think you'll hear some echoes in tonight's interview. And interestingly enough, I think that those echoes are in so many artists that make it, so to speak, that had a dream. And it's interesting, I had a dream as a child, and this is part of that dream. I remember that when I was leaving the corporate world, in order to connect with my dreams again, I started to scour all the children's books that meant something to me when I was a child. And I wanted to see if I could find some answers in those books of what I, as a child, was looking at. I bought, some of them were hard to find, and I ended up buying used ones and going to bookstores and buying new ones and all that. And there was one particular book, after I finally got everything I needed out of them, I started giving them away to friends who had children and my family and all of that. But I kept one book, and I kept it for years. And it was a few years back, I finally let go of that too. I was recently visiting my mother for Thanksgiving, and I saw this book lying around, kind of tossed by my niece now, who had since read it and was done with it. And I looked at it and I thought, this book has something for me again. So I just picked it up a couple weeks ago and brought it home. And today, a friend of mine was over with his son, and I picked it up and I started to read this book. Actually, his son read it to me as we flipped through the pages together. And I thought, I have to mention this book on the show today because it relates to myself as a child and to our dreamers in the studio today, both Tina Nicole and Giada Valenti. As a matter of fact, the back of the book says, when you are very young, there are some things you just know. The book is called The Carrot Seed. It's a story by Ruth Krauss and pictures by Crockett Johnson. It's really short. And it would mean a lot to me if I get to share it with you all today. A little boy planted a carrot seed. His mother said, I'm afraid it won't come up. His father said, I'm afraid it won't come up. And his brother said, it won't come up. Every day, the little boy pulled up the weeds around the seed and sprinkled the ground with water. But nothing came up. And nothing came up. Everyone kept saying it wouldn't come up. But he still pulled up all the weeds around it every day and sprinkled the ground with water. And then one day, a carrot came up, just as the little boy had known it would. We'll be right back with Tina Nicole and Giada Valenti on the Life Changes Show right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
No, because then there wouldn't be the story.
We are back. We're back, and I'm sitting here with Mark Legere. I'm Filippo Voltaggio. And Mark, I guess it's okay to say that that little boy was your son that was reading it out loud while I was flipping those pages with him earlier today. And he was so cute because the mother was a nagging voice, the father was a grumpy voice, and the brother was another nagging voice, but different voice. He was so cute.
Was he getting the voices?
Yeah, he was doing the voices.
Oh, that's great.
But so powerful. He totally got it. He's like, wow, and that's a big carrot, too, because he was looking at the illustration. He's like, yeah.
It's so exciting to be on the other side of the learning process and to be able to have him, you know, read those kind of stories and read in language. That's so fun.
And it's powerful stuff, right?
I mean, very powerful stuff.
Those of us who are creative, we've all been there.
Absolutely.
So speaking of the carrot seed and just knowing, we have our guest today who I've known for many years, and I could say that though I didn't watch her grow up, I have watched her grow into herself and find herself, her strength. And now am so proud of her, and I'm such I'm proud. What can I say? I'm such a fan to see her become an internationally award-winning furniture designer, literally against all odds, I should say. And she's the co-owner of the furniture manufacturer Nathan Anthony, also award-winning. Welcome to the show, Tina Nicole.
Hi, Filippo.
Hi, Tina. I know that story meant absolutely nothing to you.
It was a beautiful story.
And I remember you telling me stories about you being in your room as a little girl and just, you know, wanting to find something to believe in and finding it in yourself, at least as much as you could.
Definitely. I would turn to art and books and... Yeah, I tried to express myself somehow with either paint or any kind of creative outlet I could find as a child.
Now, I knew that the environment around you hadn't always been supportive to your creativity, and others couldn't see the beauty, for example, that I saw and that I know others have seen. Like your husband, for example, as soon as he met you, I know. So that wasn't always there. And I have to say that in this industry, that's the support hasn't always been there as well either. And as you grow up as a businesswoman, it isn't always there as well. So you're having to always constantly look within and find that support within yourself and within your own structure of your family and your close friends, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely true.
So one of the things that I thought was interesting, I thought, wow, I forgot all about this. You're an attorney. We're going to talk about all your creative stuff. And then I see your bio. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, and there's this little thing that she did.
Left and right brain, I guess.
Yeah. Talk to us about that.
That was my diversion on my creative path. Yeah. I went to fashion school first and then decided...
Like for clothes?
Yes, for clothes.
Yeah.
And because that was what I always wanted to do, was work with textiles and fabric and fashion and shapes and things. And that's what I did first, but it wasn't really stimulating enough for me when I got out of school. So I went back to school and pursued the left side of the brain, which was an English degree and then eventually law. But your path takes you in different directions, or you walk on different cobblestones to get to that, to the end. But you don't know where the cobblestones are going to take you. That's how I always looked at it.
Interesting. And I know you use all of it in your business.
All of it. I use every one of the disciplines I learned. I use it every day. It's wonderful. I never thought I would, but when you're open to it and invited in, it has a place to blossom and flourish. That's what my experience has been.
So if you were close to it, then you'd say, why did I have this law degree, or why did I do English, or why did I do the fashion? But it the way you move it forward in your life.
Definitely. When I was at the fashion school, I thought, I don't know that I'm ever going to be a fashion designer. And you start to be negative and doubt yourself. But I always believed in my heart, when you start something, finish it. Because then you'll have it, and you never know when you'll need it again or where you can apply it in your life. So everything I started, I always made sure that I would finish it. And so I do have those things that I started and would finish, and now I use them every day. I never would have predicted where I would be, but it's wonderful.
It is wonderful. So before we leave this thread of having childhood dreams and not being in supportive environments, and continuing to find non-supportive environments in the world at times, what do you do with that?
Where do I find the support? Well, I've always, like you kind of said at the opening of the show, that you're when you're a child, you either know or you don't know where mm-hmm. your strength is, or you always run into obstacles, and there are those who will kick the obstacle out of the way and keep going, and there's those that will turn and go back. And I think as a child, I was one of those people who, maybe because of adversity in my childhood, I would kick the stone aside and go forward and try and see where it would take me.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
I see so many people that become successful and have other people around them say, well, of course, because, you know, he this or she that. And it's you're rolling your eyes. you haven't heard this at all.
We've had so many naysayers. We've had so many. You don't know what you're designing. Oh, you're not ready yet. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. That design's not quite there yet. Order it in 6 months. Wow. No one's going to buy that. It's the wrong scale. I mean, this is in furniture design.
And now you're getting awards from organizations that normally wouldn't give a new designer award, normally wouldn't give like an American an award.
Yeah.
And internationally, you're getting covers and you're getting so much recognition. And people are quoting you.
Yeah.
And you're on TV in different countries.
It's exciting. It's something I would never imagine, but I think it's just, again, believing in yourself and just knowing and listening to your voice. Every time I would have someone doubt me or tell me that I couldn't do something, I was like that child in your book that mm-hmm. kept picking up the weeds around that little dream, and at the end was the carrot stick. That's my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never would listen, and I would always say in my heart, they don't know what they're talking about. Kind of like what the boy did in the book.
Right. Oh, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
It's perfect. It's perfect for me. It's very exciting to be where we are, but it took a lot of hard work and devotion and sacrifices and a lot of time spent figuring things out and making decisions, good or bad, sticking with it and going for it. And a lot of it is just going for it. When I worked for the Chief Judge Kaczynski at the Ninth Circuit.
Oh, yeah, and you did that.
Appellate level.
Right, I forgot.
I never thought I would get a job with him because it required, you had to be the top in your class at law school, and I was not the top in my class at law school.
Oh, you were high up there.
But I applied for it anyways, and it was a very coveted position, and I got it. I was so surprised that I got it, but I got it, and I got to work with one of the best federal judges there is. And so these types of experiences give me, because we're talking about me, but also our company, give us the guts to just go for things, because the worst you can say is that you didn't try.
And that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
To say you didn't try.
Yeah.
Because that would nag at you. Like, you never would. Know.
You would.
But
I
now
know,
you know.
I know that naggy voice.
You know, I think all the courtrooms could use new furniture.
There's a whole new vertical
there. That's for sure.
Makeover.
That's
definitely
funny. That's for sure.
Everyone needs furniture made from love.
And there's that.
Yeah.
Right. And I love that about you. And I love that you know that you do that. That you're putting love into everything you're doing. Well, actually, hold on to that thought, because we'll talk about that when we come back. Not only the love that you're putting into it, but the love that you're getting from people that actually experience your furniture.
So
it's actually, it's working, right?
I think so.
They're getting it. They're feeling it. So we'll be right back with our guest, Tina Nicole. And a little later on, what a special treat to have PBS singing sensation Giada Valenti on the show. She will be singing two songs from her PBS show that's currently playing on PBS right now. We'll all that on the Life Changes show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back, and I am Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere, and our guest tonight is Tina Nicole, who's an internationally awarded furniture designer and co-owner of furniture manufacturer Nathan Anthony. Tina, yeah, again, I start off the show saying I'm really proud of her, and I am, I'm like, go. You know, just keep doing it. So now you're writing for magazines about trends and you're doing trend forecasting and your designs are cutting edge and all that. And so people look at you and say, you know, how does she know all that? How do you know all that?
I wonder that myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just being in touch with what makes you uniquely yourself. And your sense of your own art as an artist, too, and your own creative eye. And that's what makes at least us stand out from all of the other furniture companies. There's a lot of furniture companies in the U.S. and globally. But I think what makes our company stand out is the personality behind it and also the love behind it. I think there's a lot of loving energy that goes into our furniture design and the way that we communicate either on social media or in broadcasts or in our publications that we do. We do blogs once a week, and that's what's really important.
Well, you do a lot of work. I you
I mean, since you don't have time to see me as a friend, I have to follow you on Facebook and see where you are here and there. And I see
and
you.
And you.
I see you in Venice, and I see you, I mean, Paris. And so you're traveling, and it looks like a lot of fun, but I know you've been to shows, and I know you. So that's part of the work, right?
Yes.
You're not just sitting in the office going, oh, I think we'll do this year.
No, it's very important to constantly feed my eyes, which feed my imagination. And I mean, even if we're walking along the streets of Paris and we look in a shoe shop, I might get an idea for a leg for furniture from a shoe design or... For a leg.
Wow, okay.
Just yeah, one.
That's crazy, just
she
one.
She gets her leg up on the competition.
Yeah, or a silhouette on a chair. I'll find something from a bridge across the Seine River. So we see shapes and we see angles. We see textures in everywhere we go, everywhere we look and everything we see. So we do find it important to travel. See the world.
I'm thinking of a particular chair that some people have referred to as the it chair. I mean, you know, that's an award in itself,
yeah.
Right?
That really.
Designers are calling it the it chair.
It is. It's exciting.
So can we talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about her.
Her? Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's talk about her.
She's called the Ilan Swivel Chair. She's nominated for an International Design Award in 2016. The design of the chair was inspired by P.A. Montrion from the
1930s. What?
Yeah, he was a contemporary artist of the distill movement, which was called the style. Back then, it was a very swanky movement in art, and he loved pairing some lines and primary colors. And so we took those concepts and we made our own pattern. Again, me putting my own spin on things, I made asymmetrical lines. And then I took a face from a fabric and I stitched through her face because I wanted to be, I don't know, irreverent or subversive or something. And you can't really do that in furniture design. You can do it in rock and roll. But you can't, or writing.
You did it in the it chair.
I think that's what appeals to everyone.
That's it. It's a rock and roll chair. The chair rocks. I mean, it's not a rocking chair.
No.
So, Brent, we're going to have to switch out the chair in here.
Oh, no. It's a really cool chair. It's we should great. Post that on our page.
Yeah. It's
about you.
We made her face. We tilted the face of the design of the fabric and stitched through her eyes, and she's very severe looking, and I think that's why all the designers loved, because she would follow you as you walked by her, because her eyes lock yours.
Oh, interesting.
It's really cool. Yeah, everybody loved it. We were so excited.
Wow.
But it's just me being allowed to play at the factory with design concepts that I want to do, and so my business partner and husband, Kai Mai, he allows me to be very playful and take risks with our designs. And we take them to market, and we've been very lucky to be well-received so far.
I'm glad you mentioned Kai. I'm a fan of his as well, and he's got a fascinating story as well, I know, hopefully for another time. But there's a phrase that I don't like, but... it really applies here today. I could use it because I'm going to share it in this way. That there's a phrase that says, behind every good man is a good woman, right? And so Kai could certainly say that. But behind every good woman is a good man in this case, right?
A great man.
And so, excuse me, behind every good, behind every great woman is a great man. But anyway, so the two of you make this amazing team, because I also know that there have been times where you come up with these designs and he's like, I don't know how I'm going to make this work. And what happens then?
It's so cruel. I'll come up with these designs that I want to do, and he'll say, I can't do that, or I don't think we can do it that way. And I'll say, just do it, just figure it out. And he'll go out to the wood shop, or he'll go out with our artisans, and they'll put together something, and he'll come back, and he'll be like, honey, I think we can do it. So he likes the challenge, and together we just have a lot of fun. It's like bringing out a big crayon box and going for it in a coloring book or something. It's really fun.
I love that analogy. That's a great analogy. Well, you know, can I say, look, SOFA Category 2015 International Product Design Award winner, London,
yeah.
right? Chair Category 2015 International Product Design Award, London.
Uh-huh.
Finalist 2012 Pinnacle Awards, SOFA Category, North Carolina. Actually, these are like, this is not the kind of award that new companies would get.
No, they don't. I think it's rare. I mean, when you see the ones that mostly win these designs, you're right. They've been doing this for many, many years. We're up against 30, 50-year-old companies for sure. And they're not too keen to welcome the new kid on the block. So we've really broken a lot of boundaries, broken through some glass ceilings for sure. It's very exciting.
Now, I was with you and Kai on your very first show, I think it was, in
yes,
Las Vegas,
you were.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
and I, wow, right? And I don't remember you saying things like, oh, I hope we win awards on this, right?
No.
I mean, that wasn't even like...
Wasn't on our radar.
Right?
The first thing you said wasn't, that's the it chair?
Well, they had some it stuff. I thought.
No, we were just hopefully going to. I remember how nervous I was.
Yes.
I just wanted to sell a chair.
You're exactly. Like, I hope somebody buys something.
Something.
And then you all did really well on that
yeah.
first show. You were like the you know, what do they call those? You know, rookie, like,
we
you
were.
Know,
the
most
breakout.
Likely to succeed. Yeah,
yeah,
breakout.
The breakout
whatever.
Rookie.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. And you were a big part of that, I remember. We didn't even have salespeople to help us. We
and
asked you to come.
Your promise shone through on that day. I'm going to read one other thing, your philosophy, just a piece of it. You have to constantly observe and study everything around you. In the fields of furniture, home decor, fashion, architecture, fine art, graphic art, music, movies, theater, and technology, ideas are everywhere. And designing works best when not heeding convention or rules. That's so you. I mean, it's so both of you in your own way.
Yeah, I mean, furniture design, you can't really break the rules. People go to school to learn technical design and technical drawing.
People still have to be able to sit in the chair, too.
Yeah, exactly. So scale and proportion is something that you're talking about, and it's very important, and it's a big part of selling furniture, designing something successful, for sure. And Kai and I have just gotten to know that by digging in our feet and rolling up our sleeves and getting our hands dirty, so to speak. We've learned it on the fly, which I think has been successful for us. But yeah, it's been, we did not anticipate we would be where we are, but breaking the rules and thinking outside the box, to use an old cliche, it really does work. And really, traveling and seeing things and coming up with ideas is the way that we keep fresh. And having that spirit to just go for it, and who cares what they think, and maybe they might even like it. And that's especially with the it chair. She was a chance to be a little subversive in furniture, which is what I wanted to do. It's like punk rock in rock and roll or these kinds of movements.
Oh, I saw people sitting in the chair and getting pictures taken of them in
they
the
did.
Chair.
Yeah,
that's got to feel like. I mean, it's a chair, but no, it's it's art. It's
yeah,
it's.
I'm feeling a whole it line.
Yeah,
yeah. It. I don't know. It was just very special. It was my heart was just so full when we saw people loving that chair. It was really fun.
But it's not just the chair, obviously. There are these couches where there are these works of art. Like, it's something you'd want to wear it. I mean, it's like your tufted back couch.
Yeah, that
it's
one.
It's like something that somebody could wear, except that they're sitting on it.
Well, when I was in fashion school, I never would have thought or dreamt that I would be doing fashion for furniture. But our furniture line has become known as a fashion line.
Ah.
And so that's where we really have, that's where it all sort of comes together is that we're a fashion line. We're not a typical furniture line. We're more of a boutique line and out ahead of, of everyone else in terms of style and finesse.
You just wear it sitting down.
You wear it sitting down.
I like that too.
Definitely. You really do. That is so true.
You wear it well.
Very well said.
Did you ever have anything that didn't work?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
We'll look at the numbers and we'll think, oh my gosh, that was a dud. Or, oh no, that was a dud, but it was so pretty. No, we've had a lot of duds, too.
And that's interesting because a lot of people think it's just like, you know, it's hit after
one
hit
after another,
hit.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's definitely not. We've had some markets where we rarely have had a hit. But you start to get to know your own formula and you start to get to know your own intuition and feel for what you do is because you've been doing it for a while.
And then it's hit after hit after
hit. And then it's hit. You're an optimist.
It's the It Chair 2015, 2016, 2017.
I can only hope.
Well, and we hope right along with you. So
thank you.
We'll be right back. We know right along with you. We'll be right back with a little more with our guest, Tina Nicole, and a little later on, Giada Valente will be in the studio to sing for us songs from her PBS show. Stay with us here on The Life Changes Show.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm sitting here with Mark Legere. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and Tina Nicole is in the studio now. On the Life Changes Show, it's not like we just try and promote a product or anything like that. This is a true story of somebody who believed in her dreams, who stuck to it, even through the very, very difficult times. And I know we haven't talked about that, and we won't. I mean, we talked to, you know, the accident, the car accident, right? And she's looking at me like, no, yeah, we're not going to go there. So now you're living your life. This is your life. Mm-hmm. How does it feel?
It's cool.
Because there was a time when it's just like, yeah, life is, how do we, what can we say on the radio? Life is, yeah.
Life was lost for me at times. Yeah, very alone in my childhood. I was left alone a lot of times. So, you know, I guess with when you're alone, if you turn inward, you can find strength there. So to be where we are now is so fulfilling that it's the complete antithesis of where I started. It's very nice.
I wish our listeners could see the smile on your face,
yeah,
and the hearts on your glasses.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, during the commercial break, I love this because the co-owner at Tina's business partner and life partner is here in the studio as well, Kai Mai, and he said, you know, Tina, those duds that you mentioned, they're selling now. So maybe they were just before their before their time.
That is a lot of it,
right?
Yeah.
And also, not everybody that knows you now knew you then.
True.
And so the people that are attracted to you now,
yeah,
would have maybe been attracted to the chair or to whatever it was that you, quote unquote, called it a dud erroneously, but it's just those people weren't there yet because they, you know, you hadn't expanded yet.
That's very
potentially
true.
There's that.
Yeah, very
but
true.
Tina's mentioned the love that she puts into the designs and obviously the love that she shares with her partner. It's but Kai mentioned the love that the artisans, is that what you call
artisans.
Them? Artisans, excuse me. have for Tina. And how when she walks through the... Well, you're beautiful.
You're so sweet. I mean, that's sweet.
Let me finish. when she walks through the manufacturing warehouse or whatever...
The facilities.
Yes, help me out here. That they all just... They just, like, what do they do?
They're very cute. They look at me with the biggest smiles, and they ask me, how do you come up with these ideas? Where do you get these ideas? And I just say, like the Italians, boop.
Boop. Well, but you...
I don't know.
You're giving them an opportunity to do something new and different.
That's what they like.
Yeah. If they were working for somebody else, it'd be like, another chair. Thing.
Yeah, it's true. And that's what they say. And when some of them leave us, the word is out there, well, they're doing amazing things. And, yeah, it's really neat to see the employees receive me so well, or they just smile. I know them all by name, and it's very important to me to say hello to them every time I walk by them.
And that translates into the furniture. And no wonder you get so many accolades from people that feel it.
Yeah.
It's in the furniture.
I hope so. They wear it.
They wear it.
Sitting down.
They're out there wearing it.
Lying down.
Tell us about where people, obviously, Nathan Anthony is a furniture manufacturer. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. And N-A for Nathan Anthony. So N like Nathan and A like Anthony, furniture.com. NAfurniture.com is where you could see so many of the past and current and eventually future designs. But where can people see you live?
See us live. They can see us in North Carolina. In High Point. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, that's where we show twice a year. Uh-huh. And various radio shows or maybe even TV shows.
And do you used to have... do you still...
High Point. Outside of Charlotte?
Yeah, it's... just outside of Greensboro.
Right outside of Greensboro. Okay.
Yeah.
I have family down there, but that'll be for another show.
Oh, okay.
do you still show in Vegas?
We do not.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, we don't show in Vegas.
And then because this is so high end and so designer and fashion that it's not like in every furniture store kind of thing.
No, that's right. We're in select boutique retailers.
Only the IT stores.
The IT stores,
yes. The special.
Truly.
Specially selected retail stores. And architectural firms will specify us, and interior design trade showrooms. So working
and
with a designer.
Coming to your local law rooms and
courthouses.
And courthouses.
Courthouses.
They need it.
And what about in Europe?
And in Europe, yeah, we have several outlets in, not outlets, I don't want to speak about out. We're not outlets, but we do have furniture stores. Yeah, in Europe, in even Asia is buying our furniture. South America is a big market. Russia. Yeah, it's kind of going globally now. It's very exciting.
And I know we can't talk about this, but I do know that you've had several celebrities who have bought and people of that others would know. And that's exciting, too.
Yes, it's very, very wonderful when they recognize and specify our furniture for their homes.
Now, you also actually, do you make furniture, like if people want something specific that can afford to do that? You do that, right?
We used to do that, right. But now we only do our own designs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But we do have a prominent retailer who's asking us for right of first refusal for our next set of designs. So that was very exciting this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was very, very, it was great to be recognized in that way.
You know, Mark, another thing I love about her is she's so understated. I mean, you know, she's this walking, talented, brilliant woman, and she goes around as a mother, right, and as a wife and a business owner, and she's just, it's all in stride.
Oh, go on, Filippo.
Clearly why she's so loved by her team and everyone around her.
Go on.
Well, I could. And unfortunately, we've run out for this particular show of time. But I do want to encourage people to just go and enjoy, kind of like Tina says in her philosophy, that ideas are everywhere. Go and be inspired by just looking at the designs. And then maybe somebody will make a dress and say, I was inspired by your furniture.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it.
And if you do that, let her know.
Yes, it will come full circle.
And you're also people contact you all the time and you mm-hmm. write to them. I mean, I know you don't have much time. But you do connect
Absolutely.
With people.
Oh, that's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to see you teaching sometime, like course here
too.
And there.
I would too.
And you don't have time for that now, I know, but there will be time.
There will be.
In the meantime, you're teaching the world to be to be creative with their furniture, because I know you've inspired other manufacturers.
Thank you. I hope so.
With that, nafurniture.com, A-N as in Nathan, A as in Anthony, furniture.com. Tina, Nicole, it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, Filippo.
And now I know how to get to see you. I just invite you on the show.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And we'll be back with Giada Valenti here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back, and here we go. We have Giada Valenti. Here we go. Because I remember last time. It was so much fun. We have Giada Valenti in the studio, the PBS singing sensation. Ciao, bella.
Ciao, Giada Valenti. Filippo, come stai?
Sto bene, grazie. Bello sentirti parlare in italiano.
Anche per me.
Did you relate to the story at all, the carrot seed?
Oh, I loved it. Yes, it's so true. Sometimes children, they believe and they see things that we as a adult, we think more negative somehow. As children, sometimes they do believe. I would just say they even do believe in Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And when, I mean, I know it's, but I mean.
Santa's not real?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I know it's not. I'm sorry.
Wow. Really. On the week before Christmas.
Right?
She
you couldn't
just,
have waited
wow.
a few more days.
I was talking to a woman, if we can say briefly, the other day, that she said, why are we lying to children? Why are we saying about Santa Claus? I thought because maybe we want them make them believe about the dreams. But he said, I say all the truth about everything. Why are we then saying that to children? I said, because children need dreams. And she said to me something beautiful. She said, children's dreams, even in everyday, everything they see for them, it's reality. So we don't have to tell them fake stories.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Let's let them believe in their dreams as opposed to, wow.
So she said, my children, they don't believe in Santa. They never did. All the children around are just saying, oh, Santa Claus is coming. They're like, and she always said, no, you cannot tell them because that's what the parents want them to believe. You believe what I tell you.
Yeah.
So it's funny, right?
Interesting.
It must be a shock. I don't remember, but any one of you remember when we found out that Santa Claus wasn't real?
How we felt? Yeah, it was a few minutes ago.
Yeah. I haven't recovered yet. And everybody else just found out a week before Christmas. You
can... I didn't even know why. But I love the story of the carrots. And I'm still the little girl believing that the carrots will come out tomorrow. I believe in everything. I'm a believer.
And they do.
I'm a believer.
And they do for you. You know, actually, so another correlation I thought of with Tina, for example, is that when you walk through the audience, all your fans look up at you with adoring eyes and they just love you.
Because I love them.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I always say, if you spread love, love come back. It's like a boomerang.
And, it's like a what?
A boomerang. What's something that you throw away.
And
I don't know how you say in English. You understand exactly what I say. The thing that you throw and it comes back to you.
Boomerang.
Maybe you can call it karma. What you spread around. You
get,
he's a funny guy, right? But anyway, he makes fun all the time about my... It's a boomerang?
No, you know what? I was like so good with Tina. I was
so
good for
serious.
45
I
minutes.
I couldn't... Tina and Danny, just what I get from him.
Okay.
And I love him anyway.
And I love you.
It doesn't matter.
Not anyway, just period.
Yeah, me too. Dot.
Period.
Dot. Yeah.
So you are, I haven't gotten to see the show yet. And actually, it was playing here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
But I was on K, oh, you don't remember all the Ks.
KVCR.
Oh, you do remember.
Yes,
wow.
Yeah, I remember all those.
Because you're visiting each one of them.
We did 9 cities in 13 days. So
wow.
We went from Nashville to Cleveland to Pittsburgh. And it's been an awesome adventure that started 3 years ago when I had this dream. If I could bring my show and my message of love and the beautiful romantic music to the PBS audience, and then here I am three years later. So it was, and it's happening.
It is.
Yeah, it's been on television in more than 80 stations, 80 around the United States in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
So I've been receiving these beautiful messages from people. I don't even know where they are and who they are, but anyway, they loved it. PBS loved it. And,
I know, and more stations are picking it up, and that's really exciting.
Yes, it is.
And that doesn't always happen with singers, so this is a good thing.
It is, yeah.
So...
Yeah, I'm always saying, you have to keep believing it and pushing it hard and never stop.
Well, I admire you. I admire you for being here, because I know you're in the middle of the tour. So when I loved the phone call, another person that I can't see except on Facebook, but I loved the phone call. Filippo, we're in town for a minute. Can we get together? And I'm glad we were able to make this happen.
Oh, my pleasure,
What are you going to sing for us tonight?
Well, since the show that I'm bringing around the country is called From Venice with Love, I was born and raised in Venice, Italy. I heard that Tina even went to Venice, and it's a very beautiful
city. She goes
city.
Every year.
Oh, lucky her, yes. She goes often than I go, because I don't go that back home that often as you do. But anyway, the show is From Venice with Love, where I was born and raised. I thought it was appropriate to sing a song that is also in the television special that was born in Venice just like me. Is a song that was written in 1965 by Pino Donaggio, who I'm so blessed to say is also a dear friend of mine. He's one of the most famous songwriters in Italy. And Pino wrote it when he was 18, and he performed at the Festival of Sanremo, which is very famous in Italy. He was lucky that Dusty Springfield was there that night. She loved the song, and she recorded. And it was nice to hear last October when I was interviewing him for the PBS special, telling me the whole story, and he said it was incredible. When he didn't even know that the Dusty was recording the song, he said, I received one day a phone call and they said, your song is now titled You Don't Have to Say You Love Me in England, and he's number one, and he already sold 1 million of copies. I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. So it's...
Talking
about life changes. Right. And it was nice to hear from him that even though the whole world recorded the song, for him it was the greatest thing for him was when Elvis Presley recorded the song.
Oh, you.
And yeah, he's happy that I'm recording. So most of all, because I'm sharing with him also to everybody the story, because everybody knows the song, but nobody knows is an Italian song, even better, a Venetian song. So.
Wow. And we're going to hear it in Italian, right?
I sing it in Italian, then I switch into English for you guys, so even you can understand something.
I was playing with you. Okay. So this is... You don't have to say you love me, but in Italian it's...
Io che non vivo senza te.
Io che non vivo senza te.
And you can translate it in English,
it is. I who can't live without you.
I guess that it is. You might be right.
So here's Giada Valenti singing Io che non vivo senza te.
Sì.
And, or,
and that's
you
it.
Don't have to say you love me. live here in Studio Noho on the Life Changes show.
Great pleasure. Siamo qui noi soli, come ogni sera, ma tu sei più triste ed io lo so perché. Forse tu vuoi dirmi che non sei felice, che io sto cambiando e tu mi vuoi lasciare, ma io che non vivo più di un'ora senza te, come posso stare una vita senza te? Sei mio, ma niente lo sai. Separarci al mondo potrà. When I said I'm you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you're gone away. But you don't have to say you love me. Just be close at the end. You don't have to stay.
I know I don't have to say it, but I'm going to say it. I love you.
I love you,
Giada
too.
Valenti. Giada Valenti.
I love you, too.
You are amazing. GiadaValenti.com. I'm going to spell that for everybody. Everybody knows how to spell Giada by now, but G-A-I-D-A, Valenti, V-A-L-E-N-T-I, GiadaValenti.com. Beautiful.
Thank you. I know you know the song.
We sang it together, actually.
In Long Island, in New York. Yes. That's why I was looking at you like, is he going to do it?
No. But it would have been fun.
We always have fun together. Yes, one of these days.
Again. So, GiadaValenti.com, this is where people will find your CDs. They'll also find your schedule, right?
Yes, the tour. Next year, we're going to have 22 CDs tour starting in April.
Wow.
And we're making a stop since we are in Los Angeles, June the 12th in Riverside at Fox Performing Arts Center, I think, if I remember well. Uh-huh. So mm-hmm. I know you're going to be there. Tina's going to be there. You're going to be there.
Yeah, well, I'll be there.
So we have like eight tickets sold already.
And we'll promote it again. I guess I'm not getting a ticket. A complimentary. I mean, I'll buy it.
You don't everybody have to has buy to buy it. It.
I see your manager laughing back there. Yeah, he's like,
here comes that karma again.
You better buy more than one, is what
exactly.
he's saying.
Exactly. Bring the family, the neighbors.
That's right. No. I'm going to buy it for my whole family. Okay.
You're
so
too sweet.
What else are you going to sing more?
I'm going to sing an angry songs. I mean, we have
Limited time.
So this is another song that isn't a television special, and I'm Italian, born and raised in Italy. But you've seen my show. The show, there are some Italian songs, there are some French songs, Spanish songs, wherever. Mm-hmm. But I'm always very proud to see something that have something to do with Italy. And this is a song that, even though the whole world thinks is an American song, was written by a Neapolitan guy that was born in Brooklyn in 1900, and his name was Salvatore Guaragna. It being Italian was difficult. You know the story, right?
I do.
He had to change into Harry Warren, and with that name, he wrote some of the most beautiful songs of the America book. He wrote songs like That's Amore, That's All, I Only Have Eyes for You, the greatest songs of the American Songbook. He was nominated 11 times for Best Song in the Movie. Yes. And he won 9 times. And he wrote, he wrote that one too. And he even wrote the music for the Broadway show, 42nd Street.
Oh, wow.
And I'm always saying I'm honored and happy to sing one of my favorite songs of Harry Warren, as I love to remember him, Salvatore Guaragna, and this is the song. And it's for you, Filippo, for all of you.
Can I say the name of it? Is it
no,
okay?
No, it's a surprise.
All right, well, here's Giada Valenti singing.
You can say it.
Here's Giada Valenti singing At Last, live on the Life Changes Show.
At last, my love has come alone. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. Oh, at last, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. The night I find a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my home. I find a thrill I can't rest my cheek to, a thrill that smile, the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven. For you are mine at last. Thank you, Filippo. Such an honor to be here and sing for you.
At last.
Right.
Giada Valenti singing in the
Thank
studio.
Thank you so much.
Because last time we had a wonderful interview together, but we didn't get to hear you sing. So
how we
wonderful.
Talk a lot.
We do. And I can't wait to talk more.
Me too.
With you. And you.
And everybody. You're a talker and a singer yourself.
So Go to Giada Valenti, GIADAVALENTI.com. That's where you can get the CDs. That's where you could get, and you're also on iTunes, I know, and yeah. a lot of other places as well. And all over Facebook.
Yes. Yeah, the very famous Facebook.
You can make fun of me. Go ahead.
They sell yes, Bloomerang.
I deserve
I'm there on
it.
Facebook. Yes. Where you can find the boomerang.
All right. Well, this has been too much fun. I hope we get to do it
It's been a life-changing experience.
It has been a life-changing experience. I love you, Giada Valenti. I love you, Tina Nicole.
Love you.
And I love you, Mark. Sure.
Mark. All right, of course we love Mark. Nobody
yes,
loves
I love you too,
on.
Mark.
And
I love
and
you,
we love you, Santa.
Love is
so,
in you.
So
yeah,
with that,
yeah, I believe.
Let's give some love. Let's give some love to Brent Hahn, who makes us all sound so good.
Thank you,
Brent,
thank
here
you, Brent.
At Studio NoHo. And to our engineer, our program manager at BBS Radio, Doug Newsom, on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Leger, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, I'm here to remind you that if your life changes or as your life changes, like ours just did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.